Now, Andrei Sannikov could probably be described as one of the last political prisoners in Europe. He was one of seven presidential candidates who were jailed in Belarus after the last election there 2 years ago. But now he's free again, after having been pardoned at the weekend. The president, Alexander Lukashenko, not known for tolerating dissent. That's why Belarus, sandwiched between Poland and Russia, is sometimes called the last dictatorship in Europe. But is the release of Mr. Sannikov a sign that things could be changing? Should the European Union now start thinking about lifting sanctions? Paul Moss reports.
He looked tired, he looked weak, but he also looked relieved. The Belarus opposition politician Andrei Sannikov emerged from prison to be greeted by a crowd of delighted supporters. I don't know yet which world I'm in, he said. Thank you all. Your solidarity, your support, it has saved me. Sannikov had become his country's most famous political prisoner. He was convicted of organising mass disturbances, but human rights organisations insisted his only crime was to stand as an opposition candidate in the Belarus presidential elections. And his near 18 months in prison has taken its toll, according to Sannikov's old friend, the dissident playwright Natalia Kolyada.
It's just necessary to imagine what this person was going through. When you are in jail, in another cell, your wife, same time your three-year-old child, there were attempts to send him to orphanage. And Andrei was in a solitary confinement. Conditions, such horrifying.
Andrei Sannikov was just one of those caught up in the political turmoil of December 2010. Belarus held what was supposed to be free and fair elections for president, but the incumbent Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory, allegedly with 90% of the vote, and disbelieving protesters took to the streets. The protests were swiftly suppressed, and the authorities then locked up dozens of opposition figures, Andrei Sannikov included. So why has he been released now? Mike Harris from the campaign group Index on Censorship believes there's a simple answer. The European Union has imposed economic sanctions on Belarus, and these, he says, are finally beginning to bite.
It's clear that the regime is in a state of near meltdown, and with tighter and targeted sanctions on business people who are closely linked to the regime, Lukashenko's realised that he needs to back down and he needs to release the political prisoners.
Now that he's done this, he's released these two people, do you think the European Union should lay off the pressure a little to acknowledge that he has done something and encourage him to do more?
Absolutely not. There are still 15 political prisoners. Belarus still doesn't have any independent media. There's no opposition political parties as such. We think the European Union should keep up the pressure.
That pressure is one of the items due to be discussed at a meeting of EU foreign ministers next week. But there's also pressure from a very different source. Belarus is due to host the International Ice Hockey Championships. And next month, the Ice Hockey Federation will consider whether to shift the event elsewhere because of the country's human rights record. And the fate of this one sporting event has the potential to rattle President Lukashenko, according to Elena Korosteleva, a researcher on Belarus at Aberystwyth University.
There is Lukashenko's personal pride involved here. He built more ice rinks and training facilities for ice hockey than schools available there, about 17 in Minsk alone. And the decision of the ice hockey committee might have been also one of those factors that have influenced Lukashenko's decision.
The Belarus president has been in combative form lately, insisting the country's economic future is a bright one. But today, the president's office indicated that when it came to foreign policy, they were planning a softer approach. They revealed that Alexander Lukashenko's annual address has been delayed, apparently so that he can remove some of its more aggressive passages. And when I spoke today with the Belarus ambassador in Britain, Alexander Migneevich made it clear they're hoping that sanctions may now be lifted.
We think that sanctions is a deadlock in our relations. This is a way with no exit. And now in front of the meeting of the Council of Ministers in a couple of days, this is a very good chance to reset our relations and to restart the dialogue with Belarus.
The position of the European Union and indeed the position of dozens of human rights organizations around the world is quite simply that yours is a repressive country where people are still locked up in prison just because of their beliefs, and that this is no time to lift sanctions yet.
I cannot agree with you, because all those allegedly political prisoners infringed concrete rule of law.
What sort of things had they done wrong?
Actually, the building of the government, the doors, the windows were crashed. Then, for example, if this or that meeting is not allowed, you can be arrested for a couple of days.
You can be arrested and put in prison for holding a meeting?
If this meeting is unsanctioned.
You see, as long as you defend a government which locks up political opponents, insists that they're criminals, you're never going to get the sanctions lifted against you, are you?
I explain you our attitude towards sanctions. If you would like to continue sanctions, you can. Yeah, this is your sovereign right. But you will never achieve with the relations with the Belarus. There is another way to cooperate with us, to show where we are wrong and we are ready to be a good student. We'll be completely as democratic country as you are. Yeah, but we probably need time to achieve this and to put it into our legislation.
The Belarusian ambassador in London, Alexander Mikhnoyevich, ending that report from Paul Moss.